Medical marijuana is a growing business in more ways than one. In the 14 years since California voters approved Proposition 215, thousands of patients have gained legal permission to possess and use modest amounts of the plant, and hundreds of dispensaries have opened to provide that herbal medicine. To Jeffrey Zorn, this represents an opportunity in providing the specialized jobs needed by the workers at those facilities.
There's probably 1,000 dispensaries in California right now, so it's a pretty big workforce. Some, like Harborside Medical, which has a few different locations, they have many employees, but most have only two or three bud tender positions inside. But it's a growing industry. There's going to be more and more dispensaries popping up all across the nation.
To address that anticipated need, Zorn has launched Cannabis Training University, which provides two-day weekend boot camp seminars for people who want to learn more about growing and or dispensing medical marijuana. One of them will be held in Santa Rosa later this month. And as you might expect, special attention is devoted to legal considerations.
They fluctuate, they change all the time, and you know, we make sure to mention what exactly they are. We ask the audience where they're from, and we tell them what the limits are there, and we recommend they stay within them at all times. Right now, you know, some counties have a maximum of 6 plants, and then there's others with 99, so it's quite varied still.
The curriculum also covers a range of growing methodologies, including vegan growing, and training for, here's that term again, bud tenders.
A bud tender is someone that works in a medical marijuana dispensary and hands out the medicine to the patients that come in. So they need to be knowledgeable on the strains and what conditions the certain types of cannabis helps. And if they come to our school, they'll learn exactly how to do that and how to set themselves apart from the other applicants. There's upwards of 50 different strains in a lot of the dispensaries at once, so they may have a profound impact on the user as far as the treatment that they give you. So it's important that the people in the dispensaries be knowledgeable about that.
The job prospects for graduates of the Cannabis Training University program could get a sizable boost from California voters again this November should they pass Proposition 19, which would effectively legalize and tax pot usage for anyone over 21. If that happens, Zorn sees numerous benefits resulting for the state and for his business.
It will help the state financially. I also think that more people will look to grow it at their homes because it will be so openly available and legal. They'll feel more comfortable with it. There'll be more need for what we're providing as far as teaching people how to do it themselves, how to do it affordably, ethically, and also environmentally friendly. I think it would have a positive impact on the state.
Regardless of what this state's voters may decide, Zorn is convinced he's at the forefront of an industry that is moving rapidly from the margins of commerce to the mainstream.
It's huge. It is booming. There's 14 states right now currently that accept cannabis medically, and there are 20 more on the ballot. It's just getting bigger and bigger, and it's a nice industry to be a part of.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB.